My own view is that, in fact, the evidence isn't really supporting this idea of a dominant mother goddess very early on, because there are now, you know, very exciting new discoveries that really have no representations of women at all. Most of the symbolism is very, very phallocentric. So my view at the moment is that it is the case that sexuality is important in these early farming societies, but not in terms of reproduction, fertility, children and mothering and nurturing, that sort of thing. It's really more clearly about the sex act itself.
Certainly, to me, the tenderness of the embracing figures suggests not reproductive vigor, but love. People are beginning to settle and to form stable families, to have more food and therefore more children. And perhaps this is the first moment in human history when a mate could become a husband or a wife. All these ideas may be present in our sculpture of the lovers, but we're still largely in the realm of historical speculation. On another level, though, it speaks to us absolutely directly, not as a document of a changing society, but as an eloquent work of art. Sculptor Mark Quinn.
There's a difference between art and artifact. An artifact is something from a time that stays in that time, like a piece of pottery, and it becomes like a relic of that time. And artwork is something that is from a time, but also is eternally in the present moment. And I think you can definitely say this sculpture is in the present moment. That, to me, is a great strength of making artwork, is that you're making essentially emotional time machines. You're making an object of meditation that will communicate with people in 10,000 years' time, were it to survive, in a very direct way. I mean, certain things are beyond time.
But in a sense, nearly all objects speak beyond time. Throughout this series, I'll be trying to discover the stories of the people whose hands made the objects, their fears, their hopes, sometimes even their loves. From the Ain Sakri lovers to Rodin's statue of the kiss, there are 11,000 years of human history, but not, I think, much change in human desire. In the next program, we're on less romantic territory. I'm with the world's first cowboys, perhaps more accurately, the world's first cattle herders, in Egypt, and with another statue of four small cows.